Not only am I a Towson alumni, I'm a Towson Tiger. I played on the soccer team in 1967 when we went undefeated, and I played there in 68. So I know how it feels from the perspective of being a player or a parent of a player, but I also hold a seat on the Board of Estimates in Harford County. And if I had had the situation, I would not have done this when the media's in the background. I would have called the president and said, what's the problem? How can I help you? Not...
So what's happening now is it must have blindsided you today.
Well, I think it blindsided the community college, the president of Towson, and Harford County in general.
Okay, let's talk about what's at stake.
Well, there's a process of building a building in Harford County. We're one of the few counties that don't have a four-year college. This provides Harford Community College with a 2+2 building where students who go to Harford Community College can get their AA degree and then move right across the street to go to Towson and get their Bachelor's of Science or Bachelor's of Arts degree. And that's a key thing for people in this area right now. And it's also key for the college, for the university. It was a college when I went there. Because they don't have space for as much buildings as they need, and they do need to expand beyond where they are in Towson. So they reached out to community college several years ago. We got that issue worked very closely with Morgan State to get them on board that this was a good move for everyone to do. And
the Board of Public Works approved it.
And the Board of Everything got approved, and now it's being, as you said, held hostage. And it's not just the project. Then it's the people who want to go to college and get their degree and then hopefully, you know, get a job. If all we say is that, you know, it's about jobs and education's our top priority, then why are we holding that off if it's, you know, because a team has been ended for one reason or another?
Let's talk about what you know about what's happening in Annapolis and what you heard.
Well, we had heard that they were going to wait and not approve the project to move forward until the president of the university goes and explains why she did what she did.
Did you call her?
I have had my staff call her, and she was busy, obviously, working on this problem. And that's the other thing I would have done. If I couldn't have, you know, if I'm the person in charge on the government side, I would have reached out. And if I can't do that personally, then I have my chief of staff do that. So it's very easy to do, to find out what the issue is and arrange the time and either talk on the phone or meet personally to talk about how you resolve an issue like this.
Where do you think this is coming from on the part of the governor and the state comptroller?
Well, I'm sure that there are probably some people that played at Towson or that have children there, they're adult children, obviously, who are playing, and maybe they've raised an issue and wondering what they can do to get it changed. But this is not the way to do it. A government's not supposed to be involved in what sports are played at any other college. I don't see them doing. I don't think that they reached out and said we're not building anything at the University of Maryland because they left the ACC. Was that a surprise?
I've seen them reach out in a similar fashion, and one that comes to mind is when they were upset about how Baltimore County schools were spending the money, i.e. not putting in air conditioners for a particular school. And I remember the comptroller taking that on. I don't think he got anywhere with it. But so this is a management decision on the part of Towson, and now the governor seems to be getting involved.
It seems like the governor and the comptroller both want to.
Where do you go from here?
Well, I'll be reaching out to the president of the university to say, how do you need me to help you get this moving forward? What do you need us to do? Well, I'm more than willing to go down and meet with them, too, about how important this project is to the people of Harford County and the people that need their college degree.
You know her. How do you think she's taking this?
She's very resilient. She's a very, I was there when she got installed as the president. She went there. She worked there for a long time. She's dedicated to Towson, and she'll do a good job. She's doing a good job at the university. So,
right now, you're just concerned about getting this college.
Yeah, we don't need to divert her attention from something like this. I mean, I'm sure it was a difficult decision for her to make. I've been involved in schools where we've had to eliminate a program and people get upset. And, you have to, sometimes you just have to work those things out. But you don't necessarily need the elected officials to get involved in those particular things.